And those of you who are familiar with it know that in America, democracy is hypocrisy.
Gesellschaften verändern sich und wir reden darüber. Willkommen zu unserer neuen Podcast-Serie über soziale Transformation. Die heutige Folge ist eine Spezialfolge, denn sie ist eine Produktion der 11. Klasse der Gerda-Taro-Schule hier in Leipzig, die wir mitbetreut haben. Die fertige Folge haben die SchülerInnen gestern dem amerikanischen Generalkonsul Ken Toko hier im Leipziger Konsulat vorgestellt.
It has not been a big topic about how racism is a big problem in Germany, especially because there's a small percentage of black people here and the racism is mainly against refugees. Many people just don't want to see it and they don't want to connect it. They say, oh, it's the US, but it's so far away from us and it happens over there and it's so terrible there, but luckily we don't have racism here, while we do have a lot of it.
I think we learned about a lot of stuff in the US and systematic racism. That was our topic in class, and then we had the opportunity to create a podcast for the New York Times competition, and we kind of just used it as our topic, okay. But connected it to Germany.
Nach einer Workshop-Reihe mit uns, dem Deutsch-Amerikanischen Institut, in dem es um Polizeigewalt in den USA ging, haben die Schülerinnen und Schüler dann das Gelernte mit Blick auf Deutschland angewendet und das Ganze in einen Podcast verpackt. Und mit dem fertigen Produkt der fertigen Folge haben die Schülerinnen und Schüler dann am diesjährigen New York Times Schülerpodcast-Wettbewerb teilgenommen, wo sie von über 1600 Einsendungen unter den letzten 26 Finalisten waren. So, im Anschluss könnt ihr jetzt die fertige Produktion hören. Die ganze Folge heißt Fire in the Cell, Police Brutality in Eastern Germany. Und es wäre jetzt natürlich unpassend zu sagen, viel Spaß bei der Folge, weil das Thema jetzt natürlich kein spaßiges ist. Aber trotzdem freuen wir uns auf diese wunderbar von den Schülern komplett selbst produzierte Folge über dieses unglaublich wichtige Thema, das auch, wie die Schüler ganz richtig beleuchtet haben, in Deutschland viel zu wenig besprochen wird.
Hi, my name is Theo.
And my name is Johannes.
And we are 11th grade students in Leipzig, Saxony, which is in eastern Germany.
And today we are going to discuss racial motivated police violence.
After learning about police brutality and systematic racism in America, we wanted to find out, how big of a problem is police violence in Germany?
Let's start with some facts.
Since 1952, over 530 people have been killed by police shootings in Germany. Under German law, officers are allowed to use force in cases of self-defense or when they think it's necessary. But far too often, police violence is excessive. A 2004 study from Amnesty International showed that 25% of German police officers think it's okay to use more force than necessary in a given situation.
Every year, there are about 2,000 complaints of unlawful police brutality in Germany. However, only about 2-3% of those cases actually lead to prosecution, and 95% of the cases are dropped. Professor Tobias Singelnstein at the Ruhr University Bochum thinks this happens because the cases are usually handled by the police themselves.
In fact, according to Amnesty International study, 6 out of 10 police officers admitted that their colleagues' use of excessive force isn't always recorded.
A team of criminologists in Bochum studies institutional racism and violence in the German police force. In 2020, they found police brutality is hardly ever prosecuted, leading to a lack of justice for victims, families, and also a big absence of data on the issue.
Right, let's talk about one recent case of police brutality. The case of Uri Jalo.
Right. So, on January 7th, 2005, a refugee named Uri Jalo was arrested in Dessau, a town in Saxony-Anhalt. Jalo was from Sierra Leone and an asylum seeker in Germany.
What happened on the morning of January 7th?
Two police officers, Hans Ulrich M. and Andreas S., took Jalo into custody after reports of harassment. He was detained in the basement prison of the Dessau police station. He was not taken before a judge as required by the German law. Around noon that day, Jalo was found on fire in his cell, burning to death. The fire was so intense that firefighters could only salvage his badly burned body.
Oh, that's terrible.
At first, Uri Jalo's death was ruled a suicide. but his autopsy showed that he had broken bones, suggesting that he may have been tortured before his death. Also, the Saxony-Anhalt Fire Department pointed out that gasoline was probably used to create the fire based on autopsy findings.
What happened to the two police officers?
Well, let me tell you, it's a handful. Hans Ulrich M. and Andreas S. were charged with involuntary manslaughter and grievous bodily harm, but in December 2008, they were both acquitted. In 2010, federal court overturned Andreas S. acquittal, and he was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter and fined. But many people feel that Uri Jalo still did not get the justice he deserved. After learning about the case, we wanted to find out what our community thinks about the issue.
Right, so we surveyed 105 students at our school. One of our first questions was if students have experienced racism personally or if their friends have. One teenager shared that they were stopped by the police just for looking like they might have been a refugee. Additionally, 1 in 28 of the students we surveyed said that they have personally witnessed racial persecution.
Police brutality is recognized as a big problem in the United States, but this issue is more difficult to study in Germany because data on race and ethnicity is not collected here. That doesn't mean it isn't a problem.
Indeed, 95.2% of respondents said police brutality is a big issue in Germany.
And almost everyone we surveyed, 94%, had heard about the death of George Floyd in the United States. However, only about half heard about a specific case in Germany, such as that of Uri Jalo.
And that brings us to the end of our podcast. Johannes, do you have any final thoughts?
Yeah. German police have faced more scrutiny in recent years. But solutions like better police training or anti-racism training should be a standard practice.
Yeah, we hope, listeners, that you too have learned something new and now know a little more about police brutality in Germany. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time where we discuss environmental issues in Eastern Europe.
See you around.
See you.